Welcome to the City Current Radio Show, focused on sharing and powering the good in our community. The show takes an in-depth look at the heartbeat of the Mid-South, the organizations and individuals leading by example to fuel change and how we can make a difference. Now here's your host, City Current CEO, Jeremy Park.
Welcome to the City Current Radio Show. I'm your host, Jeremy Park. We're honored to bring you inspiring stories and valuable content that will help you. With that, we're going to kick it off talking about Terminix. Joining us is Jeff Stork. He's the Division Vice President of Terminix South Division. How are you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing great. Thanks. Good to be on your show.
So let's start. Hopefully everyone knows Terminix, obviously a well-known brand, not just here locally, but all over. But give us a little background on Terminix for those who maybe know a little, but don't know a lot. Give us some insight on Terminix.
Our company started in 1927, right here in Memphis, Tennessee. As a matter of fact, the E.L. Bruce, people have heard of E.L. Bruce hardwood floors. And they had a problem with some kind of insect getting in and eating their hardwood floors. So they came up with the first termiticide that put the nicks on termites. And hence Terminix was born. And we've grown from that point to now we have offices worldwide. We have offices in Sweden, Ireland, Mexico, Canada, Japan. Of course, we have a lot of branches here in the United States, 250 approximately residential branches and many branches right here in Memphis. We have three locations right here in the Memphis area. Taking care of primarily pest control, which is the ants, crickets, spiders, ticks, fleas, mosquitoes. And then termite control, which is a different service and treated differently. And then we have some other services, like we actually put insulation in people's attics. It's an insulation that's connected to pest control, so it's helpful. And then we do encapsulation, exclusion services for rodents and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think, you know, two pieces out of that. One is just, like you mentioned, the cool side of, hey, started in Memphis and headquartered right here in Memphis, global, obviously, company, but, you know, very cool that it has the Mid-South roots. And then to your point, it's so much more than the termites and everything from the tick and mosquitoes and even the insulation. You do so much. And I think that's an important piece of the equation is look at how much you've grown in terms of the scope of services.
Yes. And that really has really taken off in the last few years. You know, I think mosquito probably started about 10 years ago, really picking up. And then exclusion has taken off. A lot of pest control companies that offer that, and Terminix has led the way, really, that those kind of services for us started down in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but have now expanded nationwide and is a big driver of revenue for us in the company.
Let's start with some insight on the termites. So give us an idea of how that service works, kind of the frequency. Give us kind of the main pieces of the termite.
So termites, they're just like ants in that they're everywhere. But people are familiar with ants. You see the ants on your kitchen counter or you see them around the outside of the home. Termites are just like that, but they're all underground. And so you don't see them. And so typically, homeowner won't find termites until a Terminix inspector or inspector from another company comes in and does an inspection. Or in the springtime, termites swarm. So when a colony gets so big, it'll grow until it can't sustain any more members. And when it gets so big that it can't grow any larger, then it'll send out swarmers. Swarmers come out. A male and a female will go into the ground, start a new colony. And that's how you get more and more of those colonies that are affecting the homes. Typically here in the Memphis area, there's about 8 to 10 colonies per acre. So they're everywhere. But because they're all in the ground, all the treatments, at least for this type of termite that we have, there are other termite that are different, but a subterranean termite is what we have. So our treatments are all subterranean. And that's either the traditional way using a liquid product that's put around, it's a barrier around the perimeter of a home. Every home here in the Memphis area is pre-treated, but that only lasts for so long. And then you have to get a post-construction treatment. But then we also use baits, and baits is the newest technology, probably 20, 25 years old, and baits do an excellent job of controlling colonies. They actually can eliminate colonies.
And the idea is that's an annual service, obviously, that you sign up for with Terminix.
Right, and it's initially, for example, the liquid is a one-time service. Then we come out annually and reinspect. There's an annual renewal fee to keep the contract intact. For the bait, we come out annually and check the bait stations and replenish the bait as it's needed, because once you take care of a new colony can come right in and take over where the former colony was. So that's why it's so important to keep the protection in place.
Let's switch over and talk about mosquitoes and even ticks, because obviously when you talk about mosquitoes and ticks and enjoying the backyard here in the summertime, extremely important. So share a little bit of what you do with mosquitoes. Let's dive in there and then the ticks as well.
Yeah, so on the mosquitoes, obviously, you know, as we get into the warmer periods of the month or the year, typically around April through in this market, around the end of October, we'll see a mosquito activity. Mosquitoes are with us year round, but we generally don't see them in the cooler months. But that's a monthly treatment. So we come out once a month. We know where the mosquitoes tend to hibernate and live. And so they're on the underside of plants. They're on walls. You can see them sometimes in a ceiling on a back patio. And so we apply our materials where the mosquitoes are likely to be harboraging. And then the other thing about mosquitoes is, you know, you got to get rid of water, standing water. It's a big contributor to mosquito populations. So we make recommendations to customers about what they should do and how they can help us control the mosquitoes around their homes.
Yeah, carry that forward and talk about just some of the kind of, you know, do-it-yourself recommendations of what to look for, and then what are some things that people can do to try to drop those populations, you know, in their backyard.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a lot of things, I mean, that you don't even think about sometimes where mosquitoes could be coming from. I mean, the obvious things are like if you have a plant with a plate underneath that collects the water and holds it for the plant, water collects in there. If that water is not changed or emptied in a week, you're going to have mosquito larvae in there are starting. But you also think about like tires. If you had an old tire in the backyard and it collects water, mosquitoes will breed in those very frequently. Other less familiar areas might be like a gutter. Sometimes our gutters don't drain, don't have the natural slope for whatever reason, and the water will pond there, and you'll see that. You'll see water in sometimes in trees where a trunk is, and you'll see water that puddles there, and could be from a sprinkler that's going off. So there's a lot of different areas that homeowners should look for, but wherever they find standing water, that needs to be eliminated or at least emptied. So for example, like a bird bath, you may have a standing water in a bird bath, but at least once a week, a homeowner should go in and just replace the water that's in the bird bath. And that way they can keep the mosquitoes from breeding in that bath.
Yeah, that's great advice. What about the citronella and some of those types of things? How effective are those?
They may have some impact, some marginal impact. The thing about mosquitoes, in order for you to be successful at controlling them, one is you have to eliminate these breeding sources. I mean, that's huge. But even if you eliminate those breeding sources, you'll still have mosquitoes that are coming from other areas. And so first, that's the biggest thing a homeowner can do. And then secondly, if they mow, if you got grass that's real tall, that's going to collect water. So mowing your grass at the right level, that helps as well. But some of these candles, they may have some impact, but in order to be successful every month and to be able to enjoy your back patio, you know, for all summer long, you really need to be very thorough and very consistent in applications. So although there are some products on the market you can buy from a local hardware store, and you may have some impact, being very thorough and consistent is key. And generally, the homeowner may make an application occasionally, but not sufficient to keep the population at bay.
Talk about controlling ticks. I mean, obviously, we hear a lot about Lyme's disease, and Lyme disease is a big piece of this, is how do you protect your family? So share a little bit of your work when it comes to controlling ticks.
Ticks, we do a yard treatment for ticks. You know, ticks, they too will be on the plants. And so if you live in an area that has a lot of green, a lot of foliage, a lot of trees, low-hanging trees, you can get the ticks will lay and harbor on those leaves. And then when you walk through and you bump, that's how sometimes when you go inside and all of a sudden you've been out in your yard and you find a tick on you, it's because that tick was waiting for something to come across and fall onto, and it did. And so we do a yard treatment. But then again, that's something that, especially during this time of the year when the populations are high, that needs to be done monthly so that we get consistent control.
Share on your end, because like you mentioned, you make a lot of recommendations for the homeowners. So talk about kind of that consultative approach of going in and really assessing the situation and figuring out. I mean, obviously termite is something we all need. Mosquito, same thing. But when you kind of walk through with a team and say, okay, here are the things that we see are problem areas and services you might need. What does that look like on your end of just kind of coming up with a formula for success?
Yeah, so, you know, it's interesting on pest control. In every area, geography across the country, there are different pests that we have. I mean, things that we see here in the Memphis area that are targeting consumers are fire ants. So fire ants have now moved up from the Gulf Coast. They're in the Memphis area. They go up to about the Tennessee-Kentucky state line, about that high. You know, there'd be some above that, but we have a lot of fire ants. And so, you know, we look for those kind of things from a pest control perspective. We know that from a termite perspective, every home has been treated or will get termites. I mean, they're just here. We have the Mississippi River, wherever there's a lot of moisture like that in the ground, and we have water table that's reasonably high, you're going to have issues with termites. And so, you know, that's just a given. If you're a homeowner, you need to be actively thinking about how am I protecting my home. But then the other services, you know, we come out and we do a healthy home inspection. So we look in the attic and identify, do we have the right amount of insulation to make sure that the utility bills are not as high as they could be. Or as low as they should be. So we do a healthy home inspection. We look for gaps. When our builders build our homes, they leave gaps. We have a lot of mice activity. We have rats activity here in the Memphis area. And so we look for those kind of things. And then we just leave a report with a homeowner that says, hey, based on our inspection, here's where we found, here's where we could help you with some of these challenges that you have.
Talk about that next step of where to reach out, how to reach out to you and your team. So how do you begin that process?
Yeah, so we have a number that's really easy to remember. It's 1-800-TERMINIX, and customers can call that number and have an inspection set up. Of course, anytime you see a truck on the road at the gas station, they can always, our technicians are always willing to give some advice. If you have a question about pest we're glad to be the pest expert and just give free advice too. But if they call the 1-800-TERMINIX number, they'll set up an inspection for us to come out. And one of the inspectors will do a thorough inspection of the home and leave the recommendations and then help the homeowner decide, hey, what's important, what needs to be done. And then we can just go from there.
How has COVID-19 affected your operations with Terminix, with your team and the homeowners? How has that impacted the way you're doing business on your end right now?
Had a significant impact. We have three branch offices in Memphis. In the past, technicians and inspectors would meet at the office. None of that is going on right now. So we're very virtual. We have very strict protocols around how we communicate with our customers, how we service our customers. When COVID first started back in March, we had daily operation calls on, how do we get all this information, this brand new challenge that we've never experienced before? How do we get that down to our technicians across the company? We have about 8,000 technicians. And so we have very strict protocols that the technicians follow. On a pest control service, most of that is done around the exterior perimeter. The only time we have to come inside is if you're having an issue inside. And before we would go inside, we ask the homeowner questions, similar to what you might be asked if you go to a restaurant. But then all of our technicians, when they go inside a house, they're wearing goggles, they're wearing a half face respirator or an N95 mask, they wear gloves, and they wear booties. And so they have protocols that they follow. And, what we found is the customers have been very appreciative of the precautions that have been taken. We've gotten a lot of good feedback, but our services go on. Terminix and pest control has been designated as an essential service. And so we continue to work. And we're very thankful for that and thankful that we can continue to serve our customers, because a lot of these pests carry diseases, as you mentioned, and it's important to keep them, our homeowners, protected, especially now that they're spending more time at home and want to enjoy the outside. I mean, that's what, right now we're not traveling as much, so we're spending more time right there at our homes in our backyards.
So Jeff, wrap up one more time, mention the phone number, website, where do we go?
1-800-TERMINIX or Terminix.com, and Terminix is TERMINIX.com.
Well, Jeff, thank you for all you and your team do. Thank you for coming on the show.
It's been great. Thank you. Take care.
Lipscomb and Pitts Insurance is proud to power the City Current Radio Show. Our mission at Lipscomb and Pitts Insurance is to protect your business, employees, and family while enriching and impacting our community. As the Mid-South's largest privately held insurance agency, Lipscomb and Pitts worked with over 200 different insurance providers offering commercial, employee benefits, and personal insurance. If you're looking for a relationship based on performance, call 321-1000 or visit lpinsurance.com.